38 remaining. The inbounder is Brooklyn Stokes for River Valley. Stokes fires it in. Osborne back to Woodhouse. Woodhouse back to Osborne. Lobs it back to the near side. River Valley working around that zone put on by Riverdale since the get-go tonight. Blakely shows it to the D. Now drives to the baseline. A little 10-footer up and no good. And a jump ball called on the arrow. Riverdale is going to get it back. Blakely tied up with Caitlin Meese. And Riverdale will get the ball back. Facing the full court press. Pass comes in, deflected by Woodhouse. Takes a pass to Osborne. She lost it, now picked up by Riverdale. They'll bring it back the other way. And Allie Goplin with the ball. Goplin right side. They're going to call a traveling on Caitlin Meese, who caught the ball at the top of the key. It'll be River Valley basketball. Most games in our area now finals tonight. 3:09 remaining in this one. And a 48-33 15-point lead for the River Valley girls. We'll be back here at River Valley on Thursday night as the boys take on Prairie du Chien. Top of the circle for Osborne. Osborne drives, backs up toward half court. Nowhere to wander and gets it now to Blakely. Blakely on the left side, and a foul called on Cooey. That'll be the fourth on Kennedy Cooey and the sixth on Riverdale. The fouls have been a lot less this half, but they are starting to mount up. Maybe that's her fifth. Yeah, they're checking with the bench, and that is her fifth. So Cooey slips out early with 2:48 remaining in the game. River Valley will put it in play from the sideline. Passes it in to Woodhouse. McKenzie with the basketball. Takes it back to Osborne. Osborne with the dribble drive into the paint. Tries to lob it low to Myers, and McKay rips it away. Macy with the basketball. Outlet pass now for Caitlin Meese. 2.5 to play, Riverdale basketball. Meese, free throw line left. Gives it now to Kratzenberg. Kicks it out. Three on the way on the rim, and it goes for number 11, Mallory Meese. 48-36. Ball game score. River Valley leading by 12, and there is a push and a foul at midcourt on Riverdale. That'll be the team's seventh. And River Valley will go to the free throw line. Into the game for Riverdale will be Megan Krull. Macy McKay checks out. Hillsborough defeating Lafarge Youth Initiative in girls basketball tonight, 56-14. Free throw for Osborne is good. She has 7 points tonight. 49-36, River Valley. Lucy Spahn returns. Also, Elizabeth Gostomski is in for the Blackhawks. Maury, Grace Maury is in. And a free throw for Osborne. This one in the air, that one is good. Osborne makes it a 50-36 River Valley lead with 2:15 to go. Blackhawks still putting on a press here toward the end of the game, and Riverdale trying to get it in play. They will to Allie Goplin. Goplin moves, gives it over to Kratzenberg, and Ava takes it up with a left-hand dribble across the timeline. Over to Mallory Meese, top of the key. Caitlin Meese, three, banks in. Oh, they said her foot was on the line, but the basket is good for two. That'll make it 50-38. Pass comes to the far side for River Valley. It's Blakely, and she drives through a double team and is fouled on the play. So the foul will put River Valley at the free throw line. Caitlin Meese picks up her second foul. Macy McKay returns to the floor. Lily Barr is back as well for Riverdale with a minute 51. Still a 12-point game. Free throw in the air, and it is no good for Blakely. Kalia will get another. No, this is only a single bonus, and she was not shooting, it looks like. So that will be a miss, and it comes back to Riverdale as it went out of bounds. Lily Barr across the timeline. Barr right baseline. Now drives, throws to McKay. Macy inside, takes the defense up. Fouled on the play. She'll go to the line. McKay and Riverdale have been saddled a little bit on that inside game by River Valley. McKay with 4 points tonight. She is 2 for 2 from the free throw line. And we'll take a look. This one in the air, and that is good. Macy, an excellent free throw shooter. That makes it 50-39 with a minute 36. Second one now. McKay in the air with that one. That is good. 4 of 4 from the line. She'll come out, and Krull comes in. McKay moves out. Was banged up a little bit earlier in the game. 50-40, River Valley leading by 10. River Valley trying to get through the press, and they will. Blakely at half court. Takes it down for a 3-on-1. Spahn, 15-footer from the corner. No good. Gets her own miss. Goes back up. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Kennelly Straka. Takes a shot. No good. Rebound Riverdale. A minute 19 to play. Caitlin Meese crosses the half court line. Throws to the corner. Rotzenberg gets around the defender. Drives in. A little runner in the lane. Shot no good. Puts it back up. No good. Out of bounds. And a foul is called on the play with a minute 6 remaining. So this will allow some free throws, it would appear. Going to the line will be Ava Kratzenberg. Ava looking for her first points, and this one is no good. She'll get one more look. A couple of dribbles, and Ava trying to get it to single digits. This one is up, no good. Lucy Spahn chases down the rebound. Triple team to the corner, knocked loose and out of bounds. Good defense by Riverdale's Ava Kratzenberg, and it will be River Valley ball again on the sideline with a minute 1. Lucy Spahn, the inbounder, brings it into Grace Morey. River Valley working it toward half court. On the lob, coming up here to Lily Barr. On the right side, picked up now by Gostomski, I should say. Gostomski back to Blakely, down to 48 seconds, down to the corner. Traveling called on number 10, Kenley Straka, so it goes back to Riverdale. And the Chieftains bring Macy McKay, Lily Barr, and Bailey Harris back to the floor for offense with 46 seconds remaining. River Valley leading by 10. Blackhawks had built the lead at one point. I want to say it was 21. We'll have to go back and look at our running score here when I have more of a chance. Down to 40 seconds. Ball comes across to Caitlin Meese. Meese to the baseline, lost the handle, nowhere to go. Now turns, takes a shot, no good. Myers with the rebound, and she is fouled with 30 seconds remaining. Ella Myers has had a good ball game, 12 points, and going to the free throw line to shoot at the other end. This one is on Macy McKay, which will be her second tonight. Pretty consistently, the score was up to about 15 at one point, and then got to be 19. Here's the free throw by Myers, no good, and the rebound by Riverdale. They're going to push it the other way. Goplin shot blocked, now picked up by Riverdale. Turnaround shot good by Bailey Harris. Makes it an 8-point game. Timeout Riverdale with 21 seconds to play. It's not over yet. 50-42 in favor of River Valley. This is high school area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
21 seconds to play in the ball game, 50-42, River Valley. The inbounder is going to be number 3, Mackenzie Woodhouse. River Valley whipping it up to the midcourt line. There's Osborne wide open, takes it the other way and tries to get away from the Fowlers. Brings it back to Davini, 15 seconds, and she is fouled. That'll be on Caitlin Meese, which will be her third. Still single bonus as River Valley goes to the free throw line. Or is it? Now let's see here. No, that'll be 10. That is number 10, so double bonus. Going to the line will be Lexi Davini with 14 seconds remaining. Looks like River Valley's biggest lead in the game was 19. Davini 1-for-2 from the stripe tonight. Free throw is good. 51-42, the ball game score. McKay and Barr and Harris return for Riverdale. Second throw, River Valley has cleared everybody out of the block. This one coming up and in the air, and it is good for Davini. So that'll make it a 52-42 10-point lead. Riverdale into the front court. Driving it now is Goplin. Gives it back to the far side. Three on the way. No good for Meese with 4 seconds. River Valley rebounds. They'll get the outlet, and they will get the win here tonight. Good ball game won by River Valley. The final tonight, 52-42. River Valley over Riverdale in a good non-conference girls basketball matchup. Coming up, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the postgame show tonight. A win for River Valley, getting a victory 52-42 over the visiting Riverdale Chieftains. The Duncan Rewards run of the game. The turning point coming as River Valley got off to an excellent jump in that second half. They led 25-17 and then improved their lead to 19 eventually. But they got out that lead fairly quickly in the second half. Led by Ella Myers, who had a total of 4 points at halftime, has 8 points in the second half to lead the way. And some good three-point shooting as well. Lexi Davini has a couple of trays tonight for the Blackhawks as they get the win. But Riverdale never hung their head, and they played to the final gun here. Again, down by 19, they got to within 8 points with 21 seconds left, but it wasn't enough. So again, the good jump out of the second half is the run of the game, and led by Ella Myers, a post player, a sophomore for River Valley. The run of the game sponsored by Duncan. Make the most of that. Join Duncan Rewards today to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. This is high school girls basketball coverage from WRCO Sports.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
I'm Joanne Krulatz, president of the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Teens are becoming independent. You can play a role in their health and safety. Their brain is still developing and uniquely vulnerable to substance use. You can help young people in your life to make that one choice not to use substances. You can also help parents in our community to discourage underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green and St. Luke's Catholic School in Plain offer small class sizes, innovative learning opportunities, and a fun atmosphere for each and every student. The pre-K through 8th grade year of schooling is the stepping stone to a bright future for all students. Consider St. John's in Spring Green or St. Luke's in Plain. Happy to serve your children with a quality education and a lifetime friendship. Call 588-2021 or 546-2963 for more info today.
Your first choice for better health.
It is normal for women to feel nervous about cervical cancer screenings, but screening for HPV, a virus that can cause cervical cancer, takes less than 5 minutes and can be done at home or by your primary care provider in a standard exam room. Testing for HPV and participating in regular pap exams can help you find cervical cancer in the early stages and access prompt care. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we are committed to supporting you on every step of your individual health.
Your first choice for better health. The Richland Hospital.
It wasn't cheap, but it's what you've always wanted. Comfort, convenience, and all the toys. Of course, we do live in Wisconsin, home of big deer and big snow. Four-Way Auto to the rescue. Located on Highway 14 near Spring Green, you receive the service and experience you need to make sure your ride is looking its best. Need to store something? Four-Way Auto can help with that as well. See Ed for affordable body service, 24-hour towing and storage, 588-7558. Four-Way Auto, Spring Green.
Tonight, it was a 52-42 win for River Valley over Riverdale, and the Blackhawks are led by Brooklyn Stokes and Ella Myers with 12 points apiece, 11 for Lexi DeVinny, 8 by Karina Osborne, 4 for Mackenzie Woodhouse, and 3 for Heidi Heglin. On the other side, Riverdale is led by Kennedy Cooey with 16, also a total of 6 for Zuri Dennis and Macy McKay, 5 for Allie Goplin, and 3 points for Mallory Meese, 2 each for Lily Barr, and Caitlin Meese and Bailey Harris. Riverdale 9 of 15 from the stripe, and River Valley, they could have won by more, but 8 of 23 from the stripe tonight. They make a total of 4 3-pointers. River Valley with 7 of them. Kennedy Cooey made 4 of the 7. And Riverdale fouling out a couple of players. Zuri Dennis with 338 and Kennedy Cooey with 248 remaining in the game. With the win, River Valley improves to 6-6, and Riverdale is now 9-4 with the loss here this evening. Both teams preparing for conference games a little bit later on this week. It will be River Valley moving to Richland Center for a game on Friday night. Riverdale has another non-conference test tomorrow night. They'll host Oneewoc Center before traveling to Darlington on Thursday evening. Tonight's game engineered by Tim Feed. Our Gelenic Plumbing and Heating post-game show also salutes some other scores tonight. Richland Center 64-35 over Wazika Steuben in boys basketball. Ithaca defeats Royal 54-44 in girls basketball. DeSoto girls over Brookwood 60-42 tonight. And it was a big win as well for Oregon over Cuba City 71-44. Girls from Hillsboro winning against Lafarge 56-14. And it was the Highland boys winning by a score of 95-59 over Pecatonica. Y-Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin communities in the greater areas of southwestern Wisconsin, and they also sponsor the Filney Flip Phone. Thank you, Mr. Fabulous. Tim Feed, Filney saying good night. Again, congratulating River Valley on a win over Riverdale tonight in girls basketball, 52-42. You've been listening to Area Girls Basketball coverage from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Jesus just about every night. I call my mama and my daddy at least once a week to remember my roots and keep on planting deep. Sometimes I need to step away and get a different view. There's really something to that honky-tonk attitude. It pulls me out of that everyday sinking sand.
He ain't listening
to a word you say. It doesn't look at you the way I would. I should steal you away. I've been wondering, are you looking at me, thinking how it might be if you were mine? Girl, it drives me crazy. He don't know what he's got. I'm fighting so hard not to cross the line. I should steal you away. I should steal. Out that door, not looking back as we roll down the road. And I would show you what a man's supposed to be. Take you anywhere you ever want to go. I should steal you away. I should steal you. In the middle of the night, come take your heart.
plans are rearranged. Now I finally know what amazing grace is when I look into your eyes. Baby, I see my whole life. What you say, we put us down some roots, found a house upon a hill, and travel around the world, put some pictures on the shelf.
Brittany Penfield, and I'm the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in the screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st, 2025. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 23rd and Friday, January 24th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. Parents and guardians may register their child online and sign up for a screening appointment for their child by following two links located on the Ithaca Public Schools Facebook page regarding screening. When arriving for a screening appointment, families will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While children are working with our school staff, parents will learn how they can help their child to be prepared for school and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If parents or guardians have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513, or emailing brittany.penfield@ithaca.k12.wi.us. Additional information and forms will be sent to families prior to the screening date. We look forward to meeting our future Bulldogs.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to wrco.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to wrco.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast, from WRCO FM.
100.9 WRCO.
just like my old man. You never fall for the way I am. Yeah, they're right about me, wrong about you. They don't know love like they think they do. Look what you did, baby, there's the proof. Gotta laugh when they say, why would any girl wanna take that on? He's hard to love, she'll be gone. Guess they don't know what they thought they knew. Right about me, wrong about you. Right about me, wrong about you. Right about me, wrong about you. A hill raising haymaking reputation in this town. She won't last, it'll pass. Yeah, that's the rumor going round. That boy won't give those back roads up. She wouldn't be caught dead in that truck. Yeah, they're right. Wrong about you, they don't know love like they think they do. Look what you did, baby, there's the proof. Gotta laugh when they say, why would any girl wanna take that on? He's hard to love, she'll be gone. Guess they don't know what they thought they knew. Right about me, wrong about you. Yeah, wrong about you. Right about me, wrong about you. Right about me, wrong about you, girl. Yeah, right about me, wrong about you. When it comes to crazy, right about me, wrong about you. Gotta laugh when they say, why would any girl wanna take that on? He's hard to love, she'll be gone. Guess they don't know what they thought they knew. They don't know love like the thing they do. Right about me, wrong about you.
Something started. Gold rush town. Hot streams to cool down. Nothing really changes. Lovers and strangers always trading places. Gold rush to ghost town. Back when to right now. You go from broken hearted to getting something started. Gold rush to ghost town.
Sometimes a shot just makes me sad. Sometimes I miss that old small town. Slow down, life I kinda wish that I still had. I can't really pour my heart out on the FM radio. Cause the way I'm really feeling won't fill up the Coliseum on the edge of Tupelo. Just goes dark. I wanna climb up on a mountain. I want love that feels like home. Yeah, I want a conversation like a sunset and a song I can feel down in my bones. Yeah, I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little lifelong in my front seat. I need the kind of moments that stand still. I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn. I can turn into something I can feel. Yeah, I want something real strong. Yeah, something I can hold on to. When the record settles down. I'm just looking for some truth. I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little lifelong in my front seat. I need the kind of moments that make my whole wide world stand still. Yeah, I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn. Into something I can't feel. Yeah, I want something real. Yeah, I want something real. Yeah, I want something real.
He jokes about his love life and tells her he's about ready to give up. That's when she says, I've been there before, but keep on looking, 'cause maybe who you're looking for is
somebody in the next car, somebody on the morning train, somebody in the coffee shop that you walk right by every day, somebody that you look at but never really see, somewhere out there is somebody. He usually reads the paper, but today he reads a stranger's face instead. It's that blue-eyed girl from two floors up. Maybe she's the one, maybe he could fall in love with somebody in the next car, somebody on the morning train, somebody in the coffee shop that you walk right by every day, somebody that you look at but never really see, somewhere out there is somebody. Till that day, when he saw his future in her eyes, instead of just another friendly face, and he wonders why he searched so long when she was always there at that diner waiting for somebody in the next car, somebody on the morning train, somebody in the coffee shop that you walk right by every day, somebody that you look at but never really see, somewhere out there, oh, somewhere out there is somebody.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
100.9 WRCO. The radio in a sundress, making my world all a mess. Back corner of a cornfield, bottle tops and a true spill. Pull the lever, lay the seat back laughing, you slipping off your shoes. While
are the dashboard speakers. Sing every word of night moves.
I wanna be that song that gets you high, makes you dance, makes you fall. That melody rewinds years, wants to disappear.
Sunday, pouring out your heart. When the bleachers are crowded, when you're sitting all alone, when the rain is pouring, and you need something to take you home, let me be that song that gets you high, makes you dance, makes you fall. That melody rewinds years, wants to disappear. As a soundtrack. Oh, I wanna be, I wanna be that song that gets you high, makes you dance, makes you fall. That melody rewinds years, wants to disappear, makes time stall. I wanna be those words.
My third cup of coffee, the fifth time I said I'm sorry. The sun's slowly peeking through the glass, says we've been up all night. We both know where this is going. It's been a long time coming. Is it really over? Is this really goodbye? Maybe I should say something. Maybe you change your mind. Maybe, maybe buy a little more time. But I got nothing, no magic words to stop your leaving, to end this hurt. I'm just afraid, staring in the space, praying. Cause I got nothing. I watch you pack your things. You look down at your ring, slowly slip it off, and then you lay it on our bed. Maybe I should pick it up and get down on my knees, tell you what you wanna hear and give you what you need. But I got nothing,
stop your leaving. To end this hurt, I'm just playing. I'm staring into space, praying, please, please, let me think of something, 'cause I got nothing.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
There is a cold weather alert for Sauk County starting at 3 a.m. through 9 a.m. Tuesday. Blustery tonight with a few flurries possible, low zero, winds northwest 5 to 10. Sunny and feeling frigid tomorrow, high 15, winds northwest 10 to 15. Clear and bitter cold tomorrow night, low zero. A sunny start to the day on Wednesday. It will be breezy with clouds increasing and a high of 25. And mostly cloudy and mild Thursday with a high of 38. This evening, River Valley hosted Riverdale in girls' high school basketball action, which was also our featured broadcast heard earlier right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. With more, here's Phil Nee.
River Valley picks up a win over Riverdale in girls' basketball, 52-42. The Blackhawks went up 25-17 at halftime, built the lead to 19 before a valiant effort by Riverdale to get back to within 8 points with 20 seconds left, but River Valley holds on for the victory by 10. They were led in scoring by Brooklyn Stokes and Ella Myers with 12 apiece, 11 for Lexi DeVinny, 8 for Karina Osborne, and 4 for Mackenzie Woodhouse. Heidi Hegland adds 3. Riverdale is led by Kennedy Cooey's 16, including 4 three-point baskets, 6 points for Zuri Dennis and for Macy McKay, also 5 by Allie Goplin, 3 points for Mallory Meese, 2 for Lily Barr, and 2 for Caitlin Meese, along with Bailey Harris hitting 2. Riverdale 9 of 15 from the line. River Valley struggled, 8 of 23 from the stripe. They do improve to 6-6 with a victory. They'll play at Richland Center coming up Friday night. Riverdale will take on Wonewoc Center on Tuesday before facing Darlington on Thursday night. In the JV action, Riverdale wins 47-32. The varsity game won